Rich, as you talk about categories, and one area that I really noticed in the marketplace quite a bit is that there are kind of like these untraditional purchase services spend areas that nobody even kind of looks at. And IT is kind of one area, and we've had one conversations with Vi about technology management. And so some of the technology space companies are looking at it, but not with so much breadth and depth. And I think that's a great area. But will you speak to the categories and speak to revenue cycle? Because you've had some great results looking at categories that nobody looks at and with such great surprise from our clients.
Right. So what we do is we always categorize the purchase services into six categories. And you know, we'll go through each one, just give a couple examples. Sports services and facilities, it's really one category that we see the most focus on within organizations and other purchase service companies. You know, it's covering ambulance services, dietary, environmental services, medical gases, and outsourced linen, which Lynn Henson will talk a little bit about from her point of view later today. But, you know, some of the other areas and some of the other categories, you know, we categorize one as clinical. When you look at sleep studies, wound care, hyperbaric treatments, lithotripsy. Also, Lisa alluded to someone in technology, and this where, you know, you could have a crossover between one of our categories, which is IT, telecom, and telehealth, and something like clinical, but it really should be in the clinical, which is a clinical analytics tool, which we've discussed a number of times.
But I want to mention one thing, if you don't mind, and it's something you taught me, and we won't go into the specificity on today's podcast, but there are certain purchase services that you know, that's outsourced, somebody comes in and administers some kind of service, clinical service, and the hospital pays, you know, by service, whether it's dialysis, wound care, or sleep studies. What we're seeing in addition to that, and again, you taught me this, is that many times there's some IT, there's some software, there's some licensing, there's some IT component to it that kind of gets embedded. But sometimes, you know, that IT portion could be $200,000-$400,000 a year embedded in that service. And so I don't want to go into a lot of specificity about that, but to only say that there are, you know, as hospitals look at their purchase services, there's probably two or three layers sometimes.
I think the example you're talking about, we were just having a conversation about yesterday, was within hemodialysis. And traditionally, you look at the one-on-one rate, the two-on-one rate, and some of the ancillary fees, wait time, outside of regular hours being performed. There's systems within the hemodialysis pricing, and it's really for patient management. And it's supposed to be for the hospitals, the tracking system for the hospital, but primarily the outsourced hemodialysis vendors use it for their own purposes as well. So when the patient is outside the hospital and they're looking to go to a outsourced or a local hemodialysis center, you know, they're able to track them. So it actually helps the vendors in some cases more than it does the hospital. But in this case, it was, I believe, $260,000 total spend that this hospital was paying a year for this system.
Right. And we've not only seen it in this hospital, we've seen it in many hospitals. Right. And some hospitals have chosen not to continue with that. And once they've dived down into...
Correct. And it's not something that's a line item that's paid for once a year or a monthly subscription once a month. It is embedded in the cost of the hemodialysis treatment.
Right.
So some of the, just to go on, you know, just some of the other categories. Again, one of the biggest areas that we see, one of the biggest categories that we look at, that we find the most opportunity in and the growing area is category we bundle together, finance, HIM, and HR. And finance, you know, we're seeing a lot with the debt collection, a lot of self-pay patients. This is, you know, high deductibles. This debt collection is a growing business, and it is a necessary exercise for all organizations. So the correct vendor partner is very important, but also the correct rates, as well as Medicaid eligibility services. Those are two of the big areas that are growing within the finance world, as well as with rev cycle management. The technology within the front end and back end application software is growing.
So, like, for instance, there are now companies that provide, we call it the first pass at a collection, would be a technology solution that's just calling the patient and reminding them they've got something due, right? And which is great because as hospitals put together their rev cycle plan of action, that's a great way to manage it in the front end, but it should be benchmarked.
Yes, great. And it's a fraction of the cost of an outsourced program where they actually have, this is something that integrates within your own personnel. It's a technology that it's pennies on the dollar, but you know it offers a lot of assistance in that early out phase. Mm-hmm. Once that early out phase goes, then you can have a second layer with the first place and primary placement or secondary placement within the debt collection. The couple of the other areas within this category, again, when we look at HIM, contracted coders, it's obviously with the change from ICD-9 to ICD-10, there was a big push for the ICD-10 coder. And the rates had spiked at that point. Now it's a mature market, and this is the time to really renegotiate and focus on those rates. Additional in HIM, your records management. It's always growing, and how do you go from that paper to paperless environment, and what does that mean, and how do you standardize HR staffing, recruitment services, workforce management software. It's one of the biggest growing categories that we see. So the other three that we have biomed service and maintenance, and obviously clinical engineering services is a significant expense in the bottom line. We talk about technology. You're looking at from the robots to CTs to ultrasounds. All their technology is just improving, and it's harder and harder for the in-house biomed department to be able to manage and maintain these systems. It really goes to the OEMs, and what does that solution look like? Then we look at from an administrative standpoint. We bundle in administrative and physician, and really administrative. We have marketing in there as well as research, customer relationship management. And as well as the physician is not only just, those physician contracts, but more importantly, the online medical care scheduling services like ZocDoc. How does that look? What is the cost there? And is it beneficial? And is it cost effective? And our last category is, it's a bigger one too, it's IT, telecom, and telehealth. But as you can see, a lot of the other five categories has that IT element to it. But you're also looking at web hosting, security, warehousing. Telecom is a big area. We always see opportunity there. No matter what, organization and who they've had in there, there's always opportunity to not only from a rate standpoint, but from a optimization standpoint. So that's voice data, conferencing, and then telehealth is obviously growing and will be growing over the next 5 to 10 years. But the neuro, stroke, and other areas such as that. So those are our six categories that we always look at. And again, just to recap, it's clinical, support services, and facilities. It's the second one. Third one is finance, HR, and HIM. Fourth is biomed, service and maintenance. The fifth is IT, telecom, and telehealth. And the sixth is administrative and physician.